السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أشعر فضيلة الشيخ يقول رمي وقت تمرين الدورة هذا الشيخ حكيم محمد اقتصفنا والله مرقده The book فيضان محبت کا ٹائٹل ہے سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے ہیں میخانے ٹائٹل ہے مجھے تو قرب کا عالم دیا ہے آہ صحرا نے سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے ہیں میخانے سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے میں خانے دیا کرتا ہے ساقی عاشقوں کو جام پیمانے دیا کرتا ہے ساقی عاشقوں کو جام پیمانے خلاف راہ سنت جو بنا کرتے ہیں مستانے خلاف راہ سنت جو بنا کرتے ہیں مستانے وہ دیوانے بظاہر ہیں مگر اندر ہیں فرزانے دیا کرتا ہے ساقی عاشقوں کو جام پیمانے جو عارف ہے وہ کس عالم میں رہتے ہیں خدا جانے جو عارف ہے وہ کس عالم میں رہتے ہیں خدا جانے بھلا جو غیر عارف ہے وہ ان کا رتبہ کیا جانے حسینوں کے اجڑ جائیں گے جب جغرافیے ایک دن بتانا داں کہاں جائے گا اپنے دل کو بہلانے دیا کرتا ہے ساقی عاشقوں کو جام پیمانے جو یاد آتی ہے ان کی دل میں گھبراتا ہوں گلشن میں جو یاد آتی ہے دل میں ان کی گھبراتا ہوں گلشن میں مجھے تو قرب کا عالم دیا ہے آہ صحرا نے مجھے تو قرب کا عالم دیا ہے آہ صحرا نے جو زاہد عشق سے ناشنا ہے پھر بھی وہ ناداں نہیں سمجھا ہے خود لیکن چلا ہے مجھ کو سمجھانے نہیں سمجھا ہے خود لیکن چلا ہے مجھ کو سمجھانے کسی کی آہ مظلومی سے وقت ظلم ڈرنا تھا کسی کی آہ مظلومی سے وقت ظلم ڈرنا تھا کیوں ہوئے ہیں خانہ آباد ظالم جس سے ویرانے ہوئے ہیں خانہ آباد ظالم جس سے ویرانے ستایا عمر بھر بو جہال نے شمع نبوت کو صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ستایا عمر بھر بو جہال نے شمع نبوت کو مگر بدنام ہے دونوں جہاں میں اس کے افسانے مگر بدنام ہے دونوں جہاں میں اس کے افسانے
نہ کر تحقیر اے زاہد خدا کے درد مندوں کی، نہ کر تحقیر اے زاہد خدا کے درد مندوں کی، مقام درد دل کو مقام درد دل کو بے خبر تو آہ کیا جانے، مقام درد دل کو بے خبر تو آہ کیا جانے، تجلی ان کی ہوتی ہے آپا قلب شکستہ پر، تجلی ان کی ہوتی ہے آپا قلب شکستہ پر، کیا ہے قلب کو لیکن شکستہ غم کے سودا نے، کیا ہے قلب کو لیکن شکستہ غم کے سودا نے، وہی کرتے ہیں ان کے عاشقوں پر تبصرے اختر، وہی کرتے ہیں ان کے عاشقوں پر تبصرے اختر، جو ظالم درد الفت سے ہوا کرتے ہیں بیگانے، جو ظالم درد الفت سے ہوا کرتے ہیں بیگانے، سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے میں خانے، دیا کرتا ہے ساقیہ شکوں کو جام پیمانے، دیا کرتا ہے ساقیہ شکوں کو جام پیمانے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. پھر بریف ٹرانسلیشن آف دس پوم. مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ in Mauritius, this poem was 1993. Hazrat rendered these ash'ar in these poems. His Hazrat says that suna hai khanqaho muhabbat ki hai mein khane. We have heard that in the khanqas they are giving out the goblets of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the shaykh is referred to as the giver of the wine, the saqi. So he is giving out all of these goblets of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This happens in the khanqa. So one of the main reasons, two reasons, a person comes to the khanqa. The one reason is because we have got many evil qualities within ourselves, and to remove these evil qualities from ourselves, and when a person removes these evil qualities, then he brings the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into his heart. So the two main objectives is to remove all akhlaqi razila, evil qualities within ourselves, and to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to recognize firstly what we are doing wrong, and to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what is distributed in the khanqas. A person comes for this, and our Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi used to say that we must make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, in this world we come and we make dua for everything, but we never ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Allah, and really we have wasted our life. It must happen on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, my banda, whatever you ask for, I gave it to you, or I will give it to you now. And you never ask for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Gangohi rahmatullahi alayhi, so always make this dua. Allahumma kun lana wa ja'alna lak. Oh Allah, kun lana, you be ours and let us be yours. So Allah, give me the love of you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's dua. Inni as'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wal amal alladhi yuballighuni hubbak. I ask you for your love, the love of those who love you, and those actions which will lead me to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every one of us, Allah give us tawfiq. Every day we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Hazrat says, a person who goes against the tariqah and the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, outwardly he might seem like a big buzroog, the way he's acting in that, but he's actually a big thief. He's a person who's a deceiver. Don't ever trust such a person. The mi'yar and the yardstick for a person becoming a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ittiba'i sunnat. The more a person will follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is, the more that person will be successful, he'll be a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Hazrat says that a person who is an arif, who has recognized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what world he lives in, Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. A person who hasn't recognized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what will he understand of his level, his rank and status? So many times we see Buzrugane Deen, pious people, and we think they are exactly the same like us. But they are completely different. Like a small child, he sees his brother. His brother is 17, 18, and he is 8 years old. And now he sees his brother. He's in a different world altogether. He is baligh now. So he understands the value of woman. He understands the value of getting married. And this 8-year-old child says, I don't understand what you're playing with. You're running after woman and you're beautifying yourself. You're a very funny person. And this woman is supposed to be actually throwing sand on them and pulling their hair, and you're running after them like a mad person. Because now he's baligh, he's understood. He's reached a level, physical maturity, buluh he has reached. When a person becomes spiritually baligh, in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he looks also at the people of dunya and he feels sorry for them. Look at these people, they're running after the woman, they're running after money, they're running after these things. And we've got Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front. And the person who is not baligh, he looks at the awliya Allah, he's always in a masjid. He's making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, crying. What's wrong with him? He's something mad in his head. He's not right in his head. He's making so much of money at that time. But the arif, the one who understands the reality, he's looking at it in a different way. And the one who is not an arif, who has not recognized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will never understand his level. Then Hazrat says that this beautiful woman, one day when the geography changes, then who are you going to run for and run after them and make your heart happy with them? See, one boy and girl are sitting together and they're studying English the whole night. See, and eventually then the chemistry starts getting a bit heated up there. See, and then French kiss he gives her also. And after a while, Hazrat says, her geography changes. And then eventually it's history. Whole thing comes to an end. So whole life a person is running after these people, running after this beautiful woman. And today on our cell phone we are running after these, and looking at those pictures, and at first, a person is in a kurta, a person is in a turban, he's got a turban, 12 o'clock at night, and he's on the internet, and he's watching all of this filth and dirt, and he says, nobody is watching me. أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَىٰ. Don't you know Allah Ta'ala is watching you? وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ. Allah is with you wherever you are. You can fool the world, but you cannot fool Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. You can't fool yourself also. Allah give me first and all of us the reality. How easy for us this to fall. So Hazrat says, don't run after this woman. Tomorrow the geography will change, the contours will change. And then you are running after somebody who has nothing at all. And Allah is forever and forever. And we leave the woman of this world and we get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the creator of millions of laylas. Why run after the creation? Run after the creator. And then Hazrat says that a person, jo yaad aati hai unki dil mein, ghabrata ho gulshan mein. A person who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he in a beautiful places also, he doesn't worry too much about these things. He feels uncomfortable, and especially in places of guna and sin, he doesn't feel nice. But when he's sitting in the morning or in the jungle, in the desert, and he's crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what closeness he gets to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that moment, nobody can understand. Because now this person has got connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Hazrat says, there are some people who don't understand love. They are pious people also, but they don't understand the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They abstain from making a lot of mujahada and sacrifice in their lives, but they haven't reached the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that person, he has come to explain to me that you don't understand much things. Hazrat says, what does he understand about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And he comes to me and trying to explain to me that what I must do, etc. So he never ever understand who the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are. Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib Dawan Barakatum, many times he quoted this incident that from Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, that you got a leaf or you got a caterpillar and it's climbing up the tree and it makes so much of mujahada and sacrifice and it comes onto a tree leaf and it starts eating from the leaf and it's getting a lot of enjoyment in the leaf. But if only he had a sheikh to tell him that Hazrat, you are 1 centimeter away from getting the grapes. Just go a bit higher, slightly higher where you are, and eat that grape. And when that gets over, it has to eat that grape, then the subhanAllah which will come out from the bottom of his heart is completely different. So many people are making a lot of sacrifice in deen, so much of effort they are making in deen. But that's that small thing, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the greatest thing. But so simple, just sitting in the company of the Buzrugani deen, and this is what a person will get. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and give us that love. Hazrat says that never ever make zulam and oppression upon anybody. Beware of the cry of the mazloom person, the oppressed person. Ittaqi da'wat al-mazloom. فَإِنَّهُ لَيْسَ بَيْنَا وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ حِجَابٍ. Beware the fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding the oppressed person, because between him and Allah there is no hijab, there is no veil. A person is beating up his wife, he's physically abusing her, or sometimes mentally abusing her, and he feels, no one is watching me, I can do with my wife what I want to. Remember that, Allah ta'ala ke yaha, der hai andher nahi. Allah gives chance and respite. Allah is not blind. and the stick of Allah Ta'ala hits a person will be destroyed. Never oppress anyone. Hazrat says that a person is working for you, he's working for you, you are paying him money, but you've got no right to take away his izzat and honor and his respect. You swear him, you speak to him how you want to, he's your worker. Respect him. Allah Ta'ala can change tables tomorrow. Allah Ta'ala made ba'dhum sukhriya. Some people making khidmat of other people. It doesn't make you a better person than the other person. Hazrat says, remember Abu Jahl, his whole life, he tried to cause harm to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But finally, the end of his life, he was the most badnam person, the most accursed and rejected person. Then Hazrat says, don't ever look down, O Zahid, on the lovers of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. You do not know and understand their status. And any person in this world, never ever look down upon a person. We do not know in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala what is his status, what is his rank. Always have good thoughts about other people, to correct somebody with our duty and responsibility. But we do not know what our final result will be. So never feel we are superior and we are better than somebody else. And then Hazrat says that Allah Ta'ala's special tajalli and manifestation and mercies comes on the heart, a broken heart of a person. That when a person, he cries before Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, his life of guna and sin, he wasted my life. He's crying before Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The beautiful woman came in front of him and he broke his heart for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah's special mercy and tajalli comes in the heart of that person. Allah is very close in the munkasiratil qulub. A person's heart is broken. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is very close to that person. So when our heart has become broken, one is a person makes mujahada, sacrifice himself. And one is Allah Ta'ala sends the mujahada, somebody passes away in the family. Some halat and conditions come in a person's life. So Allah is very close to a person at that time when a person goes through difficulty. Then Hazrat says, there is nobody in this world who became a close wali of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, who hasn't got a story of gham and pain. He never made mujahada and sacrifice in his life. Every one of them, maybe there was a woman in their life and they broke their hearts for Allah's pleasure not to get involved with that woman. Some haram money was coming to them, they broke their hearts for Allah's pleasure. Then he became a wali of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. A wali can only be a person who he had the desire to do something and he broke his desire for Allah's pleasure. Then he's a wali. The angel Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, if Muswell comes and sits on his lap also, nothing will move in his body. Because he's got no desire. A person in the Qabristan, you go say he's a muttaqi person. He doesn't even look at women. There's no kamal and no perfection in there. Perfection is when you have to break your heart for Allah's pleasure. This is how a person becomes a wali of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Then Hazrat says there again, the ending, he says, that person who comes and criticizes the wali of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, this person unfortunately is deprived of the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. He is very, very far away from that. Allah Ta'ala protect and save us. Never have, as the Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi and all our Buzruf mentioned, that two gunas and sins which Allah Ta'ala declares war upon a person. One is interest riba. In the Quran says, فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Beware of a war with Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the second one is the awliya Allah. A person speaks ill of them, he becomes the enemy of a wali of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala declares war upon that person. So we should be very careful about this. Allah grant myself and all of us perfect to make amal.